This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia continues to accuse Ukraine of targeting the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Zarya Shackley has the story.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says the plant was shelled three times over the past day. Konashenkov added that 17 ordnance were fired at the plant in total, with four hitting a block where 168 packages of American Westinghouse nuclear fuel are stored. Konashenkov said a U.S.-made M777 howitzer was destroyed by Russian artillery return fire. I'm Zarya Shakli.
Poland and the Czech Republic have signed an agreement to protect Slovak airspace as Slovakia gives up its old Soviet-made MiG-29 jets. Slovakia has a fleet of 11 MiG-29s. The protection is meant to last until Slovakia receives new F-16s from the United States. That's scheduled for 2024. It has said it may consider donating the old MiG-29s to Ukraine. Since the start of the Russian invasion on February 24th, Ukraine has urged its Western allies to provide it with warplanes to challenge Russia's air superiority. Intense fighting erupted in the Libyan capital overnight and lasted until Saturday morning, with rival factions exchanging heavy gunfire and the sounds of several loud blasts ricocheting around the city. Witnesses said the blasts took place in Tripoli's city center amid a political standoff over control of Libya's government. Pictures and video shared online showed military vehicles speeding through the streets of the city center. Reuters news agency, which reported the fighting, could not verify the